We're going to look at the Tzvasemes, Parshas Chukas, Shnas Tuf Reish Mem Dalet. Rashi quotes the Medrash Rabbah, reminding us that these chukim, and particularly a chuk as bold and as incomprehensible, as inexplicable as Paraduma, gives that which the Goyim need as an excuse to criticize, even to ridicule, and say, what is it that you're doing? What kind of a commandment is this? It makes no sense whatsoever. Sha'umma Yisraelim moinin es Yisrael. Ma ta mitzvah zo. Says the Svasemes, kasafti b'mokem acher, demash meshayesh tamim. That by having this discussion in the Medrash, and we always talk about this, there is no time, Rashi then quotes Rav Moshe Hadarshan, who gives fully explanations for exactly how and what the Paraduma represents, and why it represents what it does, where there seemingly is a time, there seems to be reason, there seems to be rhyme and reason to it. Therefore, we clearly understand that whatever this small remez might be, Paraduma is a remez to the Egel, and the red is reminiscent of the Zahav HaEgel, and that's why Aaron is not the one to process it, because Ein Ketegen Asas an Eger. But it has to be an Egel, because that's the Kapara for the Egel. So it has to be that species. A calf, a cow. That is just a hint to the fact that there are reasons why it has to be burnt, and why the ashes are mixed in Mayim Chayim El Keli, and why the person who handles and carries the Mechatos becomes Tameh, but as it's sprinkled on the person who's Tameh, the most severe kind of Tumah, Tumas Meis, he becomes Tahor. All of that which is mystical and so much of a secret, all of it makes sense. D'mashma sheyesh tamim, rak she'enam yecholim lehizgalos ba'olam hazeh. There are reasons, but they cannot be revealed now in this world. She'en masigin ba'olam hazeh hatamim. They are not able to be grasped in this world. We are incapable of fathoming them. It is not about our lack of smarts. It's not because of how we don't have a certain kind of depth of thinking or that we're not intelligent enough. It's a completely different state of being which we in this world have and in another world will have and then will understand. There's a whole plane of existence called Olam Haba, and on that plane of existence, Para Aduma is completely comprehensible, completely understandable. V'lachein Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Shehoy L'mayla Min HaTeva Nemar, it says in the Medrash, L'cha Ani Megal Atamei Para. Medrash Rabbah. Yikhu Eilecha paraduma. So the idea of that pointed word, Eilecha, you take it. It's for you. Hints to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu understood what the paraduma was all about and why and how all the secrets of paraduma were revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. L'cha ani megalotame par. U'kumashe kasav b'medrash, shela'osid yiskalu hataimim. The pasuk says, in Zechariah lo yia ord yukarais v'kipoin. The Medrash says there will no longer be occlusion of light. Kipoin, like something that's frozen, something that's made thick so that you can't see through it.
Kafui.
Something frozen. So that it's something that you can't see through it. It's not completely translucent. that will not be any longer. You'll be able to understand and see. The Medrash's words are, Yihyu Tzoyfim. We'll be able to see and understand all of the mitzvahs, even the chukim. Perish. Shekol ma she'oisin ba'olam hazeh. B'derech chuka la'osid yireh kol ish Yisrael ma po'al va'asa. Not only will you understand why that mitzvah had to be done that way, but you'll understand what achievements you achieved when you did the mitzvah. Whatever mitzvahs we do that are chukim, accomplish things in worlds above that we don't see and don't know. But when we come, la'asid lave, to Elam Haba, we're going to be able to understand completely what tremendous accomplishments those chukim we fulfilled have accomplished and have achieved in this world and in the other world. So a person doesn't wear shatnez. Why? Well, Ramazim and it's Chayin and Hevel, and one was brought from the sheep and one from the land. These are hints to what might be part of the reason, but it's a chayk.
No, we do it.
Every day of our lives that we wear something that's not shatnez, we're accomplishing worlds of achievement. We'll find out exactly what, la'asid lavai. Why this is kosher and that's not. We don't know. But by making sure not to eat the food that isn't kosher, worlds of achievement, tremendous achievement.
Is it true? If he's saying so, does it mean that for everybody, regardless of what they achieved in this world, you know, everything, they're all equal in terms of revelation in the world to come, they're able to understand everything? Like,
could be that there be gradations of how well someone and how clear someone understands. That could be. But everyone will understand not only what the mitzvah was about and why, but they will understand how their fulfillment of that mitzvah was so great an accomplishment and what was achieved by the fulfillment of that mitzvah. Ma pa'al va'asa. Ma shehoya nista b'maisa ha-mitzvahs b'olam hazeh. The Paskin Shayo reads, V'haylachti ivrim baderech lo yodu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I guide people who are ivrim, they cannot see, on paths they cannot understand. Perish, shelohoyu yecholin lahasig bedaitum hapnimius. In the deepest and most profoundly spiritual area of reality, we in this world are blind to what's really being accomplished when we do mitzvahs. Certainly in the case of chukim, v'zehu shekosuv sham mi iver ki imavdi. Yeshayahu Navi speaking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who is as great an iver as my trusted servants? Meaning, there's no one who I will celebrate his blindness as I will celebrate the blindness of the Jewish people. The greatest blind men and women of the world are the Jews. Because they don't understand, and they feel that they don't have to understand. And they want to do the will of God even though they don't understand. Every Eved, even if he's the most trusted servant and the most dedicated servant, wants to understand what the master wants. They'll do whatever the master wants, irrespective of whether they understand it or not, but they feel good when, I understand what my master wants, now I'm going to go ahead and do it. Baruch Baruch Hu says, Mi iver ki im avdi. There's no one like my avod, and perish a kol eved bas v'dom, al karche roya masharabi mitzav lasis. An eved understands what it is that the master wants. The master asks for something, there's some logical reason why the master asks for it. The Eved knows it. The Eved doesn't do it because it's logical. The Eved does it because he's an Eved. But nevertheless, at least he understands why he is doing what he's doing. Aval avdei Hashem, oisim maisim she'enum yocholim lahasigam. Holy Yidden do things that they cannot fully appreciate. It is impossible to fathom what it is Hashem wants, what is being accomplished when we do what he wants. V'nikroim ivrim, v'akadosh baruch hu la'osid yigala lehem masha asu. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal what it is that we did, what it is that we accomplished. Masha kosuf, eila hadvorim masisim. Again, there in Yishayo, yesh lefarash nami al ha'oisin ha'mitzvahs ve'ein oizvin afilu she'ein mevinim hatamim. Because it says there, asisim and lo yazavtim. Those are the words in the pasuk. I have done, I have not abandoned. So it doesn't just mean I've not abandoned the Jewish people. It means the Jewish people have not abandoned their role as Avdei Hashem, even though there's so much that we don't understand. So much that we don't understand about what we have experienced as a nation, how much we have gone through, so much that we don't understand individually on a personal level. And when it comes to our doing mitzvah, so much that we don't understand, why is this so important? What is the great achievement? But we know that it's a great achievement. Ube'emes, al yidei hatmimus she'oisin b'derech chuka zoichin achakach l'hasagas hatamim. Now the Sfas-Emes says an interesting thing. He says that the reward for doing with complete devotion, even though I don't understand, is that I will understand. Later understanding in Olam Haba of exactly how great the mitzvahs were and how great the achievement of those mitzvahs were is going to be our reward for how dedicated we were. And this perhaps answers your question before, that to the extent that someone said, I'm doing it because it's the Ritzayin HaBayre, whether I do understand it, don't understand it, whether it's a chayk or a mishpat or an ois, however much I do or don't understand it, it's the Ritzayin HaBayre, and that's the reason I'm doing it. To that extent, that a person dedicates himself in spite of not understanding, to that extent he will be granted understanding. V'zehu inyan shehikdimu b'nei Yisrael na'asel l'nishma. This is taken together, all of Klal Yisrael said from the onset, na'ase, before nishma. Shal yidei ha'maisim b'li ha'sagas ha'tamim, by doing, we earn what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward us with, which is yizku achakach l'shmaya, will merit hearing, understanding. L'shmaya means to understand. Shehu ha'sagas ha'tamim. U'beis matan teirish ha'hoyu misukanim l'ma'ala mehateva ha'yu masigin ha'tamim. At Matan Torah, where we were really in an otherworldly way, each of us, we were seeing Gilui Shechina, the Malachim, the river voice of Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, his presence, and how he manifested on the Har, on Har Sinai. So we were able to be Masig Tamim, but they were lost from us. V'achar ha'chet ne'la mehem. But after the Chet Ha'egel, that natural and innate ability to understand all of the mitzvahs and to know their reasons and the rationale behind all of the mitzvahs, that was so much a natural part of what was nishma, what we heard at and was given over to us at Har Sinai, was lost because of the Chet. Ne'la mehem. That's why it's so painful. That's why it hurts so much. And that's why this is such a big deal that the Umay Sa'ilim come and say, what are you doing? You don't even understand it. Why does that hurt? It hurts because we should understand it. It hurts because we did understand it before we lost that comprehension, before we lost that place in a plane of existence in which it was all very clear. Ani amarti elokim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. The pasuk says, at that point we understood everything. We were bnei elyon. We were up in higher worlds, so we understood. Ah, achen kaadam tamusin ukaachad asarim tipoilu. And the nefila was that now we don't understand. That's why it hurts so much when the umais meinin oisan, when they come and they you know, ridicule and goad us on this issue. What are you doing? You don't understand it. But we will yet merit, we will yet be zoche to understand. V'chein, b'shabes kodesh shehu me'ein olam habo, zoche lahasagas hatamim, Shabbos we're able to understand more. L'chein mevakshin, that's why in the piyut for Kiddush Yom Shabbos, we say, yigalul ontame. We ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to reveal to us Tame HaMitzvahs, aren't you? It's in the piyut. Why? Because since on Shabbos we have a part of Olam Haba with us, it's a me'ein Olam Haba, so we are able to fathom a bit of what mitzvahs are about and what Jewish life is for and why it's the way it is, and have a little bit of the reasoning and rationale that 6 days of the week don't allow us to have. Because after all, during the week it's nase, it's doing. Doing and doing according to the mitzvahs, doing according to Hashem's directives, interacting with the material world as Hashem wants us to do. V'Shabbos Kodesh Nishma. Shabbos Kodesh is the aspect of Nishma, of listening, of understanding, taking what we have created and giving it its quality, giving it its rationale. D'chsiv b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael ois hi. K'sheish yisomim osa uv'yom ha-shivii shavas v'yinafash. Im kein ha-naicha. Meaning that point of arrival at naicha, meaning at rest. At rest meaning being in the state where you have completed your mission, where you have no longer to strive or struggle. The tachlis habriya, coming to what is the tachlis, to the ultimate purpose of the bria. That's Shabbos. Shehutam habriya. The reason for everything being created. The tachlis ma'aseh shemayim v'aretz, as we say in our davening. Shehutam habriya. Liyos lefonov yusporach shemoy nachas ruach. It should be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu having the Nachas Ruach, the sense of pleasure in all that has been created and in all of that which man has done with what he created during the previous 6 days. That Nachas Ruach comes upon the completion of all of our work and then we rest, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that Nachas Ruach that comes with the completion of that which has been achieved by him and by us. And now the rest, ze nigmar b'Shabbos Kodesh. That Nachas Ruach arrives upon Shabbos Kodesh's arrival. V'zehu b'chinas hatamim. This is the idea of the tam that comes after all of that which you do before you have any understanding. U'b'yimei ha-maisa, hu b'hislabshus, toich ha-maisa, the tam, the reasoning behind things, the fact that it's important, there's holiness to what we're doing, there's a spirit to what we're doing and to everything we're achieving, that is behislapshus, meaning it's clothed and cloaked in something that's materially blocking the vision of the deeper, beautiful, meaningful, spiritual aspect that is its essence. No person is involved in a malacha during the week that doesn't have in it possibilities and promise of great holiness, but it's behislabshus. You don't see it because it's materially cloaked by the physicality of the thing. The shar chatzar apnimis, Navi Yecheskel says, will be closed. The inner shar, the shar to the inner essence of things, is closed during the six days of the week. Shehu bechinas hatamim. On the seventh day, Yiftach, it's going to be opened. Shehu pi ha-be'er. This is the parallel to the pi ha-be'er. The pasuk is Uviyam Shabbos Yipasech, not the Yiftach. Uviyam Shabbos Yipasech, Uviyam HaChodesh Yipasech. That means that, that during the other times of the year, it's impossible for humans to understand and approach that which is holy with enough of an affinity and enough of a parallel in their being and in their way of thinking to be worthy of understanding what they're approaching. So they don't. But on Shabbos, Shabbos is going to allow us something to that will align our way of understanding things, understanding the Kedusha, understanding and relating to that which is the Kedusha and the holy accomplishments of the Sheishis Yamim, which we didn't have during the 6 days, we'll have on the Shabbos. Shehu Pi HaBe'er. That is paralleled by the Pi HaBe'er. The Mishnah in Ovar says that the Be'er from which we draw water in the Midbar, but it also means the Be'er of Chachma, Be'er Mayim Chaim of Torah, that Pi HaBe'er, as it's called, was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, the Pi HaOsoin of Bilam's donkey, Pi HaOretz, which swallowed up Kairach. These were created just at the moment where the week ends, or the weekdays of Sheishis Yimei Bereishis end and Shabbos begins. Sheniftach b'Shabbos Kodesh. This wellspring of possible understanding opens just for Shabbos Kodesh. B'Shabbos Kodesh machzirin levnei Yisrael haksorim mehakdomas nasa l'nishma. On Shabbos Kodesh, the ksorim that we lost because of the egel are returned to us, they are restored to us. V'yochonin lahargish atamim, we're able to feel and sense the grandeur and the holiness of things and the reason and rhyme behind so much, the rhyme and reason behind so much of Yiddishkeit. We sense it, even if we can't articulate it, but we sense it. V'gam sheyered neshama yaseira. We have a neshama yaseira. V'hu achelik sheyesh l'kol ish Yisrael shelo nifgam al yedei hachet. That neshama yaseira is an aspect of the neshama of every Jew. It's a holy aspect that was not in any way affected by the act of the egel. L'chein hu meshumar b'shamayim. It's protected in heaven and given and a part of our being each Shabbos. V'noisnin la'odam rak b'shabbos kodesh. Uvo yuchodin lahasig hatamim shehein me'ein olam habo. It is the neshama yaseira that is so pure, having not been a part of and not having been present at Chet HaEgel, it now inheres in each of us on Shabbos Kodesh and brings us back to that which we said earlier was Sinai, where we all experienced and knew and heard the tamim of what Hashem was saying, even though we lost that understanding when Chet HaEgel occurred. V'zeh Eidus Shebnei Yisrael Me'idin B'Shabbos Kodesh Kishesh Yisyamim Asa Hashem V'vyem Eshvi Shavas V'Nafash Al Yedei Shemishtanim B'Shabbos Kodesh. The Eidus, the testament to what is the truth of the Shabbos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world with the Tachlis being the Shabbos, where the reasons for everything is revealed on Shabbos, where the Nachas Ruach for us, but more importantly, the Nachas Ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shabbos Kodesh. All of that rings true and is pronounced by the fact that on Shabbos, Yidden are completely different. By the fact that on Shabbos we have a Neshama Yisera. By the fact that on Shabbos, when we learn, our learning is better, is greater. We're able to feel and see and sense things that we can't know 6 days of the week. That attests to the truth of the Shabbos. Al Yedei Shemishtanim B'Shabbos Kodesh K'mesh Shekosuv, like it says in Medrash, and he brings the Medrash here in the footnotes, Lo Doima Or Ponav Shalotim Kol Yemais HaShabbos K'mesh Shehu Doima B'Shabbos. A person radiates with wisdom and understanding and holiness on Shabbos that he doesn't have the rest of the week. Ein Doima Ha'aras Ponav Shalotim Im Kein Hu Eidus Shebiyoim Zeh Mizgala Hatamim V'Hapnimius Mitam Ki Boi Shovas. The reason is because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is the tachlis. Me'ein olam haba. The tachlis of this world is to reach that world. How do I know? Because everything that's created in 6 days is not at all important unless and until it becomes holy and is included in Shavas Vayinafash on the tachlis, on the day of tachlis, which is the day of Shabbos. V'zeh be'er chafaru asarim b'Shabbos Kodesh. This be'er, a source of enlightenment, is that which comes to us because of Shabbos Kodesh. Sarim, on Shabbos Kodesh, every yid is a sar. The simplest Jew, the humblest Jew, the poorest Jew, puts on the best that he can, the vestments of his kedusha, and he is shining like a kohen gadol on Shabbos Kodesh. He is a sar. Klal Yisrael, from the word sar, we become sarim, princes. Because of the fact that we understand what we become on Shabbos, and it makes us elevated and makes us so great, that changes us and changes the week to come. Zehu kra'ua nidive am mechakek shenikreis chuka b'chol. So the idea he's saying here is that nidive am mechakek means that which we have done b'mechakek, literally mechakek means with the staff that draws the lines and then digs the furrows through which the water flows, but it means and the chakika of Torah, chakik like
Moshe Rabbeinu,
like Yaakov's chakik mi ben Raglov, the Yosef Shevet Mihuda chakik mi ben Raglov is a reference to Torah. It's a reference to the effect of Torah and Halacha, but it's called chayk as well. Chakik comes from the word chayk, because during the week, when we are furrowing and digging and preparing for the Kedusha that will eventually come, we do without understanding. Chaykikim. It's derech chuka that we accept the Torah of Sheshi Semei Hamaisa. But then we finally reach the Be'er, which is opened by all of that we are mechaykik, and the Pi HaBe'er opens when Shabbos Kodesh begins, and the Tamim and the great reward of understanding and of enlightenment comes to us on the Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Haba.
Fits why Adam Arishon said Mishmashu.